Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And what a great day it is. Yes, I know it's a little wet from rain and all the rest of that, but it's wet as a great way to help us celebrate with Miles. Today, you get wet in your baptism, and all the rest of us got wet as we were coming in so that we could be reminded. It is a great day as we continue our celebration of Easter. We are now in our fifth Sunday. As we continue to celebrate the resurrection, we get to celebrate with Miles today, his baptism. It is a marvelous, marvelous day. I'm glad you're here. Whether you're with us or if you're online with us, it is good for God's people to be together. Couple of brief announcements. First of all, this coming Thursday, we will continue our Bible study on the book of Romans. We're meeting in the parlor beginning at 7 p.m., so I hope that you can join us. We had a wonderful group. The class itself should last until the end of June, so I hope that if you can, you will join us as we listen for what God is speaking to us through this book of Romans. We also are continuing to look for two people to be delegates to this year's Synod Assembly. One male, one female delegate to join with me on Saturday, June 3rd, Peace Lutheran Church in Beaver Creek. If you're interested or want information, please contact me or call us at the office. There are all kinds of other announcements printed in the bulletin, but before we begin worship, we were supposed to have one person, but she's not well. So Tina Ike is going to speak on behalf of Motherhood Reclaimed Ministry, and so she has a few words for us. Thank you, Tina.
Good morning. Pastor said, I am not Georgia Geyer. She is my daughter, but she called me yesterday and said she was not feeling well, did not want to make people sick. So I told her I would cover this for her. So some of you may remember my daughter, Georgia. She came here to church, was baptized here, grew up in the church, was involved in lots of different items here. She went out on the mission trip. One of the years that we did the Christmas play here, she was the angel who narrated the play, and she loved coming here. She brought a lot of friends with her to the youth activities, but she has since gotten married and lives up by Anna, going to McCartyville Church with her husband, and she now has four kids. She was a teacher at Laramie for junior high math for a number of years before she decided to stay home and take care of her children. But she has a passion for learning and for teaching, and she wanted to transfer that over to moms. So she is a certified lactation consultant and a postpartum doula to help moms after they have birth. So she got involved in this nonprofit ministry called Motherhood Reclaimed Ministries. And she sent me a little write-up of what she was going to talk about today. So rather than me trying to paraphrase that, I'm just going to read to you what she was going to go through. Good morning. I'm Georgia Geyer's mom, and I'm here to share about Motherhood Reclaimed Ministries, a nonprofit I'm part of. I grew up here at St. John's, and this church has been a great part of my upbringing and faith. I now live outside of Anna and go to church at Sacred Heart in McCartyville with my husband and four kids, but try to make it back when I can. That's usually my birthday. I've always had a love for helping people, from the things we did locally as youth group to traveling out west on mission trips. That passion has grown and changed as I have hit different stages in life. Just over 7 years ago, I had my first baby, Adeline. As any mother would probably tell you, it was a big change, and I've been learning ever since. With Addie, we had different problems with tongue ties, nursing, and food sensitivities, and thankfully, I found myself in a great community that offered a lot of help, and I could also afford to pay for those solutions I needed. Many people aren't that blessed. Another mom I know navigated these issues, finding solutions, but with minimal finances to pay for it. From her experience, Motherhood Reclaimed Ministries was born. Our passion is to provide a community of support for local moms while also helping overcome financial barriers for those services that are needed, but not typically covered by insurance. We help moms during pregnancy, birth, and the first year of baby by offering the financial means to do things like hire a birth support doula to help mom navigate through labor, get massages before and after baby to reduce stress, see a lactation consultant to improve breastfeeding success, bring baby to get tongue and lip ties fixed so they can eat better and reduce crankiness. In order to help with these things to keep moms and babies thriving, we also need financial support. If you would like to support us in our passion, there are envelopes and baskets at the doors during May. There are also brochures you can take if you would rather donate online or know of anyone interested in supporting us or in need of our services. So that was what she was going to talk to you about. I'm just going to add that all four of George's kids had tongue ties and lip ties, and she had to go in and get those clipped so that it causes speech issues a lot of times for those kids. And I can testify to that because I couldn't say my R's until I was 16. My granddaughter is also starting to deal with that type of process. So what these ladies are doing to help moms that need a little bit of extra support is really important in their lives. And we're just asking the generous people at St. John's to donate a little bit. Because she was sick, she was going to bring her envelopes for donations. So she'll drop those off sometime at church this week. And there's going to be a basket sitting at the entrances for the month of May in honor of moms. So thanks for your time, and please consider donating toward their cause. Thanks.
We've gathered this morning so that we might be in worship. So let us continue that worship by joining together in our gathering song, Love the Lord. Let us rise and sing together.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. Serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, and to share his risen life with all the world. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The first lesson is from Acts chapter 7, beginning with verse 55. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 2. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." To you, then, who believe, he is precious. For those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the 14th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. And now may the grace and the presence of our risen Lord Jesus be with all of you this day. And also, as a reminder, it's a baptism. So I have a letter here that I wrote to Miles. I'm trying to see him. There he is. I'm reading this to you, all right? Now, I wrote the letter to Miles, but hopefully as God's baptized, you will all hear these words to you as well. Dear Miles, today is an amazing day for your family, for all of us, but especially for you. Today, you are baptized. Today, you are washed in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today, you are named and claimed by God as his beloved child. Today, the Holy Spirit descends on you in order to lead you and guide you, to help you, forgive you, and encourage you to be nice and kind. Today, you will die with Jesus and you will rise again with Jesus, so that your new life will bring hope and peace. It is truly an amazing day. Now, the gospel that we heard this morning is a passage we often hear at funerals. We hear it as Jesus promising that where he is, we will be also. And we hear that as a promise that after death, we too will be with God. Now, all of that is true, but there is more to what Jesus is saying than that. I think that Jesus is talking about life right now. He is talking about our living the life that God calls us to live, more than he is talking about the joys awaiting us after death. Miles, our risen Savior Jesus is preparing a place for you right here and right now. Jesus prepares a place for your parents and your family, for me and for all of us here at St. John's. Jesus is also preparing the world for the arrival of God's love through you and me and all of us. That is what Jesus does, and Jesus is doing it here, beginning at the font. In the waters of your baptism, Jesus dies along with your sinful self. Your sins are washed clean, and your life is renewed as Jesus then rises with you from these waters, where God the Father will proclaim you a beloved child. These waters and this moment help to prepare you for your life as a child of God and a follower of Jesus. You see, the risen Christ has promised to go before all of us into the world. He promised to prepare a place for us. Jesus promised that where he is, we shall be also, and Jesus is out in the world. Jesus is all around us. When two or three are gathered in Jesus' name, he is there. When we go into the world and find sisters and brothers who need our help, Jesus is there. Where we go, Jesus goes before us so that we are where Jesus is. That all happens today for you, Miles. It happens for all of us. So today, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection and the power of God's love to change lives, your life. Jesus stands before us as the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus stands as our gate to a relationship with God and the way for us to go into the world to bring God's love where we go. Jesus brings us and lives for us the truth of God's unconditional love for all people. And Jesus also shows us how our lives can be lived for the sake of family and neighbors, strangers, friends, and even enemies. Miles, today, you are woven into God's amazing story of salvation as you step into your new life in Christ. So today, we welcome you into God's family. We welcome you into the family that is also St. John's. And we promise to stand beside you and help you to grow in your faith. We also look forward to all of the ways that you will teach us and help us to live for the sake of others. It's not magic that happens today. It is the blessing of God, it is the promise of God, and it is all of that resting with all of us and with the water that we have here. May God's joy, peace, may God's abundant life be yours this day and always. Welcome to the family, Miles. Amen. All right, at this time, I would love to invite Miles, along with his parents and his sponsors, to come forward as we begin the sacrament of holy baptism.
Oh, he's already...
That's actually not a bad... That's not... Are you ready? God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of holy baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Do you present Miles Martin to receive the sacrament of holy baptism? If so, say, we do. As you bring this child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with Miles among God's faithful people, to bring him to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. Place in his hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture him in faith and prayer so that Miles may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Miles grow in Christian faith and life? If so, say, I do. And now, people of God, do you promise to support Miles Martin and pray for him in his new life in Christ? If so, say, we do. I now ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? If so, say, I do. I invite the congregation to rise and answer along with the sponsors and the parents who answer for Miles. You may answer in remembrance of your baptism. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved Son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that he who is here baptized may be given new life. Write him into your story of salvation. And wash away the sin of Miles Martin and all those cleansed by baptismal water. Bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. All right, Miles, can you step up right there? Miles Martin, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There you are. Step back. Hold on to the white forehead, all right? The Lord be with you. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Miles Martin, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Miles Martin, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Our Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Let your light so shine before others, so they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Your job to hold on to that for a moment, all right? We light this candle to mark this day for Miles so that he too can let his light shine for all the world. And now let us pray. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon Cedric and Taylor, the father and mother of this child. Let them ever rejoice in the gifts that you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for Miles Martin. Strengthen them in their own baptism so they may share eternally with their child the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Will the congregation please rise as we join together in welcoming Miles. Through baptism, God has made this new brother a member of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God. I would love if you can just walk with me for just a second. Here we are. This is the newest member of God's family and our congregation family, Miles Martin. Isn't he wonderful? You are wonderful, by the way. All right. Hold on, we have some things. All right, you can blow the candelabra for you and for you. That there keeps you. So this is his baptismal certificate, the copy of the letter that I read to him. And Miles, this is for you. Usually we give blankets, but I didn't think a little baby blanket was going to be what you wanted. So instead, that's for you on your birth, your baptism. You are very welcome. You guys may have a seat. Give me 2 seconds. Here we are. And now let us pray. United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of life, strengthen your church to proclaim your gospel even in times of trouble. We give thanks for diaconal ministry. Bless all deacons and strengthen them for their bridge-building ministry between church and world. Lord, in your mercy, creating God, you show your steadfast love through the mighty waters, towering mountains, verdant fields, and arid deserts. Protect the earth's diverse habitats from the forces of pollution, erosion, extinction, and global warming. Lord, in your mercy, mighty God, your Spirit guides us into all truth. Give wisdom to world and local leaders and organizations as they begin, build, or renew relationships. Strengthen leaders and aid organizations in areas needing to be rebuilt following conflict, unrest, or natural disaster. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, you make your home among us. Abide with refugees, those experiencing homelessness, those fleeing war and poverty, and all who question if there is a home in your heart. We pray for all who are sick. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing and grace, there are so many people who need your presence and power. We pray for all those who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Mildred, Sharla, Judith, Tim, Jen, and Rhonda. Come, Lord Jesus, and save us all. Lord, in your mercy. Assuring God, you accompany your people amid uncertainty and change. Uphold people in this community who have recently moved, changed jobs or schools, retired, or are going through other transitions. Lead us in your way. Lord, in your mercy. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Come to all your baptized sons and daughters. Come especially to Miles Martin, baptized today. Fill all our lives with purpose and peace. And as we work to show your love in our actions, may your Spirit's presence bless us and turn all our efforts into gracious gift from you. Lord, in your mercy. Renewing God, you gather the saints at your heavenly banquet. We give you thanks for the care shown us by those who have gone before us. Grant confidence and comfort for all waiting the place that you have prepared. Lord, in your mercy. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. And now may you trust in God's promises to his people for peace, security, and blessing, even when they're difficult to believe. May you know that God's news is good news, nourishing and true, even when people tell you it is not. And when you encounter doubt, may God strengthen your faith, guiding you in his perfect wisdom and counsel. And may you go this day with the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Please stay dry today, and may your week be filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.